One of our favorite shows in the Johnson household is Alone. Alone is a reality show where 10 contestants try to survive all alone in a rugged terrain. The contestants eliminate themselves by calling a rescue team to pull them out and then send them home. And the last one standing is the winner. What's interesting about the contestants is that almost all of them know how to survive for long periods of time in the rugged terrain. But what makes them tap out is that they miss family and friends. They no longer want to be alone. But what about when you're all alone by no choice of your own? What then? Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. John chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 say, Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the sixth hour, and there came a woman of Samaria to draw water. In order to understand the full import of this text, we need to know something about how Jews kept time. The Jewish day started at 6 a.m. So when the text says that it was about the sixth hour, translated into our time, that would be about noon. The sun would be high in the sky, bearing down on everything underneath it. It's definitely not the time to be drawing water from a well if you could help it. In fact, in those days, the women would draw the water for the day in the coolness of the morning. It was a type of social event. So what is this woman doing coming to the well at noon? Well, she was a societal outcast. None of the women had welcomed her to their social club. And yet, Jesus has intentionally traveled through this place at this time so that he could be at Jacob's well when this particular woman came to the well. And he will share gospel truth with her. And the gospel truth is that this woman and you are not unloved. You are seen by God. You are known by God. You are known by God better than you may realize, as this woman will soon find out. And yet, you are still loved. So if you feel like the outcast, the marginalized, the one who's alone, know this. The one whose declaration over your life that truly matters says that he has made a way for you to have eternal life with him. To find out more about Jesus and this eternal life, check out lifeword.org. And as you pray today, please remember Stan and Donna Scroggins, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the French-American LifeWord broadcast heard throughout Mali, Mauritius, Benin, Cameroon, Republic of the Congo, and Togo.